to Green Week here on Tool Time.
That's right. We're going to be demonstrating how you can use recycled material to build a beautiful home like this.
The walls in this home are made of recycled paper. The studs from recycled old cars. Studs from old cars. That clears up the mystery. I used to be an old car.
All right, well, we're going to show you how you can use old tires and aluminum cans to build walls.
It's very simple, actually. You stack your tires like so. To stabilize them, put a little dirt in there. Like that.
Making sure to put aluminum cans in the holes before you put the dirt in.
Use light beer cans and your wall's less filling.
You know, our friends in the animal kingdom have been using recycled materials to build their home since the beginning of time.
How many friends do you have in the animal kingdom? Oh, look, a hippo's coming over. Bring that casserole I like. Oh, look, we'll play charades with the cheetah.
You know, the African hornbill builds his own nest out of his own dung.
It's an interesting piece of news, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, you go to his house, you could actually say this without him getting mad. Boy, this house smells just like...
Tim. All right, we're going to finish off our wall with adobe, which is a mixture of sand, straw, and mud.
Just trowel her on.
You can use a trowel, or you can use your bare hands. There's nothing like the feel of fresh adobe underneath your fingernails.
Pile it on, Al.
I might add that for you ladies at home, adobe makes a wonderful mud pack for the face.
Why don't you show them how to do that, Al?
I'd love to, Tim.
We don't need to take apart the flathead. We're not putting this old motor back in the new hot rod.
Dad, this engine's in a lot better condition than we thought.
Doesn't matter. I wasn't going to use it anyway.
Well, what kind of engine are we going with?
I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided for 5 months.
Well, I'm going to think about it. Putting a motor in a hot rod is the most important decision a man can make.
I thought marriage was the most important.
Well, marriage, engine, hot rod, they'll be debating that till the end of time.
Well, I still think we ought to use this flathead.
Brad, look. It's a serious hot rod. It's gonna need some serious power, buddy.
Power isn't everything.
Bite your tongue, Brad.
Dad, this whole car is gonna be retro. I mean, we can still soup up this flathead and get plenty of power.
A flathead, we can't get the same horsepower as we can get out of a big block. 427, 454. Look, we still got time to go down to Batten Performance. We'll check out what they're doing down there, all right?
Oh, I can't go now. I promised Mom I'd get a haircut.
Hey, great. Hey, maybe this time you let the barber actually touch the scissors to your hair.
What are you talking about? Last time he took off almost a quarter of an inch.
Quarter of an inch? You got more hair in my nose than that.
Would you stop bugging me, Dad? I mean, it's my hair.
Yeah, but your hair lives in my house.
Why do we have to go through this every time I get a haircut?
We wouldn't have to if you get a decent haircut. Just get something more traditional, okay?
Like yours?
Yeah. With my hair.
You know, I hate to tell you this, Dad, but that look went out with those machines that used to play those round black things on them that spun.
Record player.
Ah. Record player?
We were just reading about that in our history class.
Hi, how'd the audition go? Should I call you Randy or Romeo?
Well, until they make up their mind, you can call me Randio.
What does that mean?
Well, they narrowed it down to three guys, and the final auditions are on Tuesday.
Cool! That is so great! You're in the final three!
Out of the original four.
Well, I'm sure you're gonna get it anyway.
I don't know. One of those kids has been the lead in all the school plays.
But I'll bet that he doesn't come from a theatrical family.
I hate to break this to you, Mom, but Tool Time isn't exactly great theater. Even though it does usually end in tragedy.
I'm not talking about your father. I'm talking about me. I was the best Juliet ever at the Hockaday School for Girls. I was also their best Othello.
I'm sure you were a very convincing black man.
I'd be happy to rehearse lines with you.
No offense, Mom, but if I'm going to play a love scene, I'd rather not do it with someone who was around when the play was written.
I only hope that you look as good as I do when you're 350 years old.
Hey, everybody.
I think I just found my Juliet.
Brad, your hair is so,
It's cool, isn't it? You know, I was gonna go with my usual quarter of an inch, but at the last second, I decided to go for something just a bit different.
And you got it.
You know, Mom, I was a little nervous at first, but, you know, I think this look's really working for me.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting, you know? It's short, it's long, it's got a tail, it's interesting.
You don't like it, do you?
No, no. I didn't say that. You know, I just take some time to get used to it. You know, I'm getting used to it. I'm sure eventually that I'll like it. I'm there. I like it.
All right.
Who wouldn't like it?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Dad.
What the hell happened to you?
I got a haircut.
With what, a weed whacker?
Yeah.
What is this thing?
It's a ponytail.
Why did you do that to yourself?
Well, I went to the barbershop, I saw the picture, and I thought it looked cool.
You look like an idiot.
Tim, just give it some time. You're going to get used to it.
I don't want to get used to it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't understand. None of your other friends have haircuts like this.
Well, I mean, you're the one that's always telling me not to be like my friends. I mean, if all my friends jumped in a lake, would you want me to?
With hair like this, I'd ask you to join in.
You're real funny, Dad.
I'm not taking down the hot rod shop looking like that.
Just because of my hair?
You got it.
Tim, come on. You promised you'd take it.
No. You know what, Mom? I don't want to go anymore. I mean, I don't give a crap about his hot rod or his stupid engine.
Don't talk to me like that.
Don't worry. I won't be talking to you.
I won't be talking to you either.
Fine.
Well, double fine.
Fine.
Well, yeah. That was mature.
Don't blame him. He's just a kid.
I was talking about you.
You like that haircut?
No, but it's no big deal. It's just hair.
He looks like Pebbles Flintstone.
Tim, what Brad is doing is perfectly normal for his age. He's just expressing himself. He's being an individual.
So how do we get him to stop?
Why are you getting so whipped up about something as unimportant as hair?
It's more important than you might think. You let him get away with that haircut, next thing, he wants his earrings. Earrings turn to tattoos. Tattoos turn to crime. Crime turns to jail and another bad haircut.
Well, I'm glad you're taking the rational approach.
So you think we should just let him get away with whatever he wants?
No, I am saying that we should just pick our fights.
Well, I'm picking this one. Your problem is you're too lenient because of the way you're brought up.
Lenient? Hello, I was raised in a military family.
Hello, during peacetime.
Tim, my parents were so strict that none of us ever had a chance to express ourselves. As soon as I got out of the house, I went wild.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your famous braless years. Whoa.
You know I did worse stuff than that.
It's not the same with boys. Boys, we need to be strict with them. If my mother hadn't been tough with me, I would have gotten a lot of trouble.
You did get in a lot of trouble.
Yes, but even though I was in trouble, I had a very neat, attractive haircut.
Fantastic.
Farewell, farewell. One kiss and I'll descend.
Art thou gone so, love, lord? I, husband, friend, I must hear from thee every day and the hour, for in a minute there are many days. Oh.
Mom, do you think your Juliet might be a bit over the top?
Look, acting is all about passion. You have to convey the passion to the back row of the theater.
Well, with acting like that, you won't have to worry about the back row. The whole theater will be empty.
Okay, okay. One of my best qualities as an actress is I can take direction. So I'm going to just take this down a notch and let's do it again.
Mom, can I remind you I'm the one trying out for the play?
Yeah, I know, I know. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I doubt it not, and all these woes shall serve for sweet discourses in our times to come.
Oh, God. I have an ill-divining soul. Methinks I see thee. Now thou art below, as one dead.
You know, me thinketh, she stinketh. Ice cold pop from my favorite son.
I'm your favorite son?
Now you're my last hope. One son looks like a sumo wrestler. And the other one's in there putting moves on his mother.
Dad, I hope you never get mad at me like you did at Brad.
I won't have to get mad at you like I got at Brad. You'll never come home with a haircut that looks like the back of Mr. Ed.
So you're measuring for the new engine? Obviously, you're not listening to me.
I thought you didn't care about the hot rod, Brad.
I don't. If you want to mess up the hot rod by sticking in the wrong engine, that's your business. You're not going to have any help from me anyway.
I don't need your help, Brad.
Fine.
Well, fine.
Fine.
No, fine.
Double fine.
Fine, 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 fine. Did I mention that you were my favorite son?
Strides a lazy puffing of the clouds and floats upon the bosom of the air.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name.
Ah, Wilson, I gotta tell you, you're a much better Juliet than Mom.
Well, thank you, young Randy. I wouldn't want to disparage another actor, but at the Greenville School for Boys, I was known as quite a breathtaking Juliet. And it wasn't easy playing a love scene opposite that pimple-faced Herman Dilbert. You know, I got nothing from him. It's like acting with a head of lettuce.
Wilson, could we?
As you wish. Or if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Well, I guess I'm the one that's no longer a Capulet. Apparently I've been replaced.
No, you haven't. I was just out here rehearsing with Wilson, so I'd be good enough to rehearse with you.
Jill, I am so sorry. I had no idea I was usurping your role.
Oh, come on. You've had your eye on this part all week.
Now, that is not true. Young Randy came out here and beseeched me to step into the role.
You beseeched him?
I didn't beseech anybody. I don't even know what beseech means.
There is no way that Wilson's Juliet is better than mine. You know, the Hockaday Herald said that my Juliet was so moving that they didn't even need Romeo.
Well, my school newspaper said that I was a astonishing Juliet, a vision of budding femininity.
Oh.
Girls? My audition's tomorrow. Who's going to help me?
I will. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Deny thy father and refuse thy name.
Or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn, my love.
And I'll no longer be.
What's in a name?
That which we
that
call
which
a rose.
Rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Sweet. So, Romeo. Yo, Romeo!
Welcome back to Greenwick here on Tool Time. Now we're going to show you how to make your car more environmentally friendly, Al.
That's right. First, let's talk about how we can reduce those foul fumes that pollute the air.
You might help out by knocking off those breakfast burritos.
Getting back to engines, let's talk about the octane in your gasoline. Now, if you're using premium, you may be using more octane than you need.
That's right. You're not getting any more power. You're just polluting the air more.
That's right. In most cases, 87 octane is all you need for proper combustion.
Speaking of combustion, hold on a second. Any of you guys out there blow up at one of your sons because he came home with a really bad haircut?
Oh.
Yeah? You?
Yeah.
You feel like coming down here and talking about it?
Sure.
Yeah. Come on, give him a tool time on. Get the guy down here.
We're supposed to be talking about the environment.
Yeah, this is called hair pollution.
Tim!
My kid destroyed the environment in my house by coming home with a psycho Barbie haircut. Okay, who do we have here?
My name's Ken.
Ken, welcome to Tool Time. Give him a round of applause and sit over here, Kevin.
When you get back to engines, give me a call.
So, Kendall, tell us about your boy.
Well, Cloyd's 19.
Cloyd?
Oh, I wanted the Clem, the wife wanted Lloyd, and we compromised.
You're kidding, right?
No.
Right. So tell us more about the haircut.
Well, when he was 15, Cloyd came home with one of those punk haircuts.
Yeah.
You know, the kind with those sticky spikes sticking out all over the place.
That's what you do. Just grab them by the heels and use them to aerate your lawn.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah. Okay, so when he came home with a bad haircut, I can tell by you laid down the law, didn't you?
I ground and emptily agreed to get himself a normal haircut. Boy, was he mad at me.
But you got to get past that. A kid's going to be mad at you. Don't worry about a kid being mad because you just want the best for him. You want him to go out and be an upstanding citizen, someone you can be proud of, right?
Well, that's right, Tim.
So he's 19 now. Years have passed. How's Cloyd doing now?
Well, that's kind of hard to say. I haven't heard from him since he shaved his head and joined that cult. Huh? Yeah, but the wife says they even gave him one of those silly names. Now he's Baba Ram Cloyd.
You're kidding.
What do you think?
It's getting pretty darn hard to tell right now.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not kidding, Tim.
Well, we'll be right back with Tool Time after these messages from Ben for Tool. Hi, honey, how's it going?
Got a problem.
What's the matter?
Wilson's a more convincing 13-year-old girl than I am.
And you think you have the problem? Is Brad home?
No, he's up in his room. You're not going to yell at him again, are you?
No. Calm, rational discussion.
What are you going to say?
Well, first off, I need him to help build the hot rod. It's our project. Second of all, I don't want him shaving his hair and running up a colt and calling himself Baba Rama Lama Ding Dong Brad.
Come in.
Hey, Brad, are you in here someplace? Can we talk for a minute?
It's about my hair, forget it.
It is about your hair. Now listen up. I've been thinking about it, and I'm able to look past your hair. Right into your bald scalp. That's okay if that's a look you're going for.
So what are you saying, Dad?
I'm saying wear your hair however you want it.
So you're really okay with it?
I'm okay with it.
Well, then why'd you get so crazy about it in the first place?
Because I didn't like what I saw when I first walked in the house.
Well, didn't you ever get a haircut that your parents didn't really like?
Hey! I wanted to, but they wouldn't let me. At your age, I would have killed to look like Ringo.
Who?
Ringo. Fab Four. Yeah. Let's move on.
So you're pretty much treating me the way your parents treated you then?
You know what just happens? Eventually you turn into your parents. I don't know what the deal is. And one day you're going to turn into me.
Oh, boy, I'm gonna need a lot of medical insurance.
I need some help measuring the chassis for the new motor. Can you come downstairs and help me out?
I guess, but I guess that means you're definitely going with the big block.
Yeah, I have to. Everybody's doing it, you know?
So if everybody jumped in a lake, you would do it too?
Oh, yeah. Where have I heard this before?
Dad, we can still soup up the old flathead and get the power you want. I mean, look at this guy. He's got 350 horsepower on that flathead. Oh.
And the retro look might actually work for the hot rod.
See, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, there's a place in Dundee. Motor City Flatheads. We'll go over there and check them out.
All right, let's go.
You want to get back? Maybe you want to clean your room up a little bit?
I just cleaned it.
Looks good. It's kind of chilly outside. I suggest you wear a hat, son.
Sorry, Dad, I won't wear the hat, but you know, I would be willing to stop by the barbershop.
You would?
Yeah, we can get you that Ringo cut you've always wanted. There's just one problem. We'd have to find a barber old enough to remember who that guy is.
Well, I hope he gets the part. Don't you think it'd be cool to see Randy as Romeo?
You know, I don't think it's cool to see Randy as Randy.
Well, what happened? Did you get the part?
Well, I...
You don't want to tell me because you're afraid I'm going to want to rehearse with you.
Will you?
Did you get the part?
I asked you first.
Okay. If you don't want to rehearse with me, you don't have to.
I got the part.
Oh, please, please, please let me rehearse with you. I promise I'll be better. Why are you getting all whipped up over something as unimportant as hair?
It's more important than you might think. Let him get away with the haircut. Next thing he wants an earring. Earring turns to tattoos. Tattoos turn to crime. Crime turns to kabitcha. Come on, come on. Welcome back to Green Week here on Home Improvement. No, that would... No, no. That would be the name of the show that we do. Tool time.